We're joined by a linebacker for the Trojans. He is a preseason first-team All-American. He had a team-high 83 tackles, including 7 for loss, 4 deflections, a fumble recovery, and a forced fumble. He was named to the watch list for the Bednarik, the Nagurski, and the Butkus Award. USC opening up against Western Michigan on September 2nd. We are joined by USC linebacker Cameron Smith, who makes his first appearance on the program. Cameron, good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to have you on the show. Now, a lot of buzz surrounding your team right now, and I know you're not going to pay a lot of attention to it, but dial us in. What's the vibe like in camp right now?
Oh, we're all glued in. Feeling really good and confident and just excited to for the opportunity to play at Western Michigan. We've worked all season or all off season long, and things are clicking for us right now.
I saw yesterday there was a shaved ice truck at the end of practice. So the most important question of the day is, did you get some? And if so, what flavor did you go with?
I did not get any. Usually after practice like that, everyone storms over there. So there's a huge line. But I just decided to go into the locker room and get ready to go to dinner.
Dude, that took some serious discipline. I thought that when you're out there and you're grinding and it's hot and everybody's miserable, that's the thing, man. It's about the shaved ice truck, and you didn't do it. That took some serious resolve.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't pull the trigger.
Cameron Smith joining us. Right now, playing linebacker at USC means that you're a part of this great tradition. It includes guys like Jack Del Rio, Chris Claiborne, Junior Seau, to name only a few. So what's it mean to you to be a linebacker at USC?
That's a big reason why I came here. It's an honor to throw in the helmet every day and walk out there and you know, work on the practice field and then walk out to the Coliseum. It's one of the biggest reason why I came here was because of the tradition. So, like I said, it's just an honor to be a linebacker here, to play with these guys, and you know, that's some of the best competition in the country. And it's I'm living life right now.
Cameron Smith joining us. Now, last season's defense was good, but you're in your second year now with D coordinator Clancy Pendergast. Now that you've had a year with him, how much faster do you expect the defense to play?
Yeah, I think so far this fall camp, we've shown great signs of what we can be. I think one key part we're going to focus on this year is just being more consistent. Limiting the mistakes and the bone coverages and some of the bigger plays and that's where we will be continue to get better from there. So 2 years in the system helps a lot. I think it's just important for us to just keep getting better and consistent and finding who we are as a defense early.
Cameron, take me back to last season for a moment, because it was a really impressive performance by the team when you consider you had that really rough loss to Alabama to open up the year. You start the season 1-3. I think a lot of teams in that situation could have just said, look, it's not happening. It's not meant to be. It's not our year. Go into the tank, mail it in. But that's not what you guys did. How were you able to turn that around?
I think, right after the Utah game, we met as a team. No coaches, just players only. And discuss a lot of where we all stand individually, and what we wanted for the team. And I think that played a huge part into us moving on. But Coach Helton was huge in that as well, mainly because we focused a lot on how we had gotten better after each week, and just keeping us positive and confident, and keeping that culture alive and not letting us to die. So I think overall we figured out who we needed to be and who we were, and just played to our best ability. And I think that played dividend in the long run.
USC linebacker Cameron Smith joining us. And then on top of that, I mean, specifically when you look at the Alabama loss, you said, quote, it was embarrassing. Sometimes you've got to get your ass whooped a little bit to define where you're at and add to your motivation, end quote. So what did that loss do for the mentality of that football team?
I think it was huge for us just to see where we stood. We walked out there and we came out with a lot of hype and energy and we didn't play with that same energy throughout the whole game. And I think that was kind of what we realized was the difference between them and us. And towards the end of the season, there were some games that the other team started out with hype, like UCLA or like Notre Dame came out blazing, and we played with the same hype throughout the whole game, and it finishes those games off right. And so I think it was huge just to see, you know, such a high-level team like Alabama and see where we stand and what we need to improve on to be to, you know, to fall in those footsteps and start winning more games. And so I think that was we had to look at it in a more positive way and just get better for us.
All right. Now, at the top of the interview, I mentioned some of your credentials, but there are a couple of stories about you that have practically become legends. For example, is it true that when you were growing up in Granite Bay, you played against eighth graders when you were still in fourth grade?
Yeah.
I was there was older lighters then in Pop Warner, so I played my first two seasons in Mighty Mites, and then I couldn't make weight for the junior peewees, so I didn't want to play like D-line or O-line or anything, so I bumped up to the next level to be able to play running back and stuff, and it was a difficult transition because, I mean, a lot of the guys were older. Like, there was some young, some smaller guys, but they were still like 7th, 8th graders. And so, it kind of took me a little bit of time to adjust, and then I kind of realized what I needed to do and ended up, you know, being actually a pretty good, big player for that team that I can remember.
And listen, there's playing up, and then there's doing that. Now, your high school coach, Ernie Cooper, says that when he first saw you as a freshman, he wanted to check your birth certificate to make sure that you were only 14 and that you became a legend on the bench press to the point where the bar would bend. Are those stories also true?
The freshman year, I don't know about that. I've never really been much of a bench presser, but if those are in Coach Cooper's, I'm not going to argue with it.
Go with it. All right, this one I know is true. Matt Miller, who's an NFL draft analyst for Bleacher Report, said, quote, "He looks like an NFL linebacker right now," end quote. Look, I know you're focused on the season and what's in front of you, but what's your reaction when you hear that?
I think, you know, it's an honor for someone to say that, but I think, you know, it's just someone's opinion. I value it, but, you know, you boost me up a little bit, you know, feels good, but I got to play the whole season. You know, whatever happens, happens in the end, but right now I'm focused on being here, you know, finish the camp off strong and walk into Western Michigan and take it week by week. So, it is kind of what it is right now.
Hence my saying, I know you're focused on the season because I know you are. Cameron Smith, my guest. He is a preseason first-team All-American coming off a huge year, and the Trojans do open up against Western Michigan on September 2nd. Cameron, great to have you on. Thanks for doing that, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Good job, Cam. You did it. USC coming through again. USC is great. They have always been great to work with, always avail their athletes, and these guys always show up in a big way. He is a great player.